In our first video with Dr. Scott Miller, we talked about Dr. Daniel Kahneman's idea of System 1 and System 2 thinking. System 1 is fairly automatic, whereas System 2 involves concentrated effort at improvement, and feedback is often the catalyst that propels us into System 2. So let's get back to where we left off. Scott will explain how we can help our clients connect with the part of themselves that wants to push into that more uncertain, that more taxing, and more uncomfortable terrain of growth.
I think this is exactly the right question, Ruth. Connecting with that part that does want to push. And what we know from the performance literature is generally you can't do it alone. At the invisible ring around most top performers, whatever field it happens to be in, the thing you don't see are all the support people in the background making it look good. I watched the championship figure skater just yesterday, the 2014 winner, and my thoughts were drawn, even though she got all of the applause and attention and she was absolutely fabulous, but there are literally hundreds of people around this person, supporting her, making sacrifices, pushing the performance. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to find people who will give you feedback and support you in the process. And to me, that's the beauty of therapy, really. The beauty of therapy is this, hopefully, non-judgmental atmosphere where somebody can say, here's the way I see it, and here are some ideas about how you can do things differently. And then provide the support to get you started and on your way. It's such a rare commodity in our fast-paced culture. It's easier to, here, take this drug, watch this video. But to have one person sit opposite you and do that, what a blessing.
And what techniques have you found that are most effective at helping people get out of their comfort zone and reaching for all that they can be?
I think there are three things. Number one, you have to set a baseline. So we have to actually know where you are at the present time so that we can figure out how to push your performance to the next level. In order to push your performance to that next level, once you establish your baseline performance level, whatever that happens to be, how many hours a day you spend depressed and in bed, et cetera, or how well you play the violin, doesn't make any difference. The second one is formal feedback. About your current efforts, somebody that to coach you about that. And then the third thing is practice, deliberate practice. So you've got to be patient with yourself as you try to put consciously into action this different approach.
Let's take a moment to stop and recap what Scott just said. To get people out of their comfort zone, you need three basic ingredients. A baseline understanding of where they are at the beginning, a therapist or nurse or physician or physical therapist or occupational therapist, and a deliberate practice. So how does this play out in real life? Let's hear from Scott again.
Well, I can tell you that when our own team started down this path, because my own career started really in a very specific model of therapy, we did some research and we found that that model worked, but it didn't work any better than anything else. We then started to try to explain, well, how did therapy work at all? We looked at the common factors. And finally, we began measuring. And we saw that there were certain therapists who were better at it than others and attempted to reverse engineer the process. There's a researcher, his name is Anders Ericsson, a Swedish psychologist who'd been looking at this phenomenon in other fields, other domains of expertise for the last 30 years. And our team, decided we would try to apply these ideas in our own lives. One of my co-researchers, Susanna Bargman, who is a Danish psychologist, had always flirted with singing. And so she began to deliberately practice singing. And she has a nice voice, but she started practicing. She got a coach. That coach helped her with her vocalizations. And this is now, we are in the, let me just make sure I get this right, we're now in the sixth year of her practicing. And we're talking about several hours a day, in addition to seeing patients and taking care of her two lovely kids, etc. And she has just recorded and had played on Danish Radio her first pop single. So it's not about just putting your mind to things. That's nonsense. It's about a very specific set of steps that can lead to improved performance. Know your baseline, get formal feedback, deliberately practice. And it's not for wimps. It is a very demand.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, would you tell me of a way? I can only imagine that you do this yourself, on yourself. Can you tell me a story that's less than a year old, of even if it's a work in progress?
Okay, so first off, you know, you've heard this whole idea about 10,000 hours. Malcolm Gladwell popularized this notion. He took it from Anders Ericsson's work. So the issue here is that you cannot sprint your way to success. You have to, it's a marathon. So I can tell you about people who've gotten started. I can tell you that for me, for example, I've been now studying and practicing close-up sleight of hand. I had no interest in that. I picked it up as a hobby because I could put it in my briefcase and take it with me wherever I went and practice. I have a coach that I've been working with, and I am slowly making progress. If you look at the videos of what I did a year ago and you look at them now, it's really amazing, the difference. But there is so much more work ahead that I can do. We've also got therapists in what we've just finished called our Difficult Conversations Project. In this particular project, we have provided feedback to established therapists who already get good outcomes, but we worked on them to improve their empathic listening skills so that clients would experience them as more empathic, provided a baseline measure, very detailed feedback, and then they had to sit down, rehearse, review, develop a plan, and try again. And the impact of this is nothing short of amazing. The problem is that being average cuts the mustard most days. So there isn't really this big need to be better than that unless you're driven to it. Then again, these top-performing clinicians, they have outcomes, as I said, that are 50% better, 50% less dropout, one-third less deterioration.
When we have a client that's looking to make a change, the practitioner's input is a critical part of the feedback loop. Like the figure skater who's supported by a team of professionals on her way to the Olympic podium, we also support our clients on their journey to fulfillment, to success, and happiness.